Hare Krishna. Today we are discussing the last verse of first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And in this particular shloka, Arjuna is giving his final decision. Is he fighting or not? Let's see this in text number 46. Sanjayo vacha evam uktva Arjuna sankhe rathopastha upavishat visrajya sa sharam chapam Shoka Sambhigna Manasaha. Now Sanjaya is telling the situation there. What is he saying? Evam Uktva Arjunaha Sankhe. Speaking like this on the battlefield, who spoke? Arjuna. After speaking like this on the battlefield, what did Arjuna do? There are three lines mentioned here. Visrajya sa sharam chapam. Arjuna gave up or put aside his bow and arrows. It's very, very heavy line. We'll discuss this particular line. And another thing that is mentioned here is Shoka Samvigna Manasaha. Manasaha, that is mana, mind, was Samvigna, was disturbed, was distressed with Shoka, lamentation. And all these things together with one more act tells Arjuna's final decision. What did Arjuna do? He kept his bow and arrow down. His mind is completely disturbed. And Rathopastha Upavishat, he sat down on the chariot. Now, why is this a very, very important verse? Why is it a decision-making verse? Because here, Arjuna's situation is very clear. Very, very clear. Visrijya sa sharam chapam. Arjuna kept his bow and arrows down. What does that mean? Do we all remember in text number 29, we had discussed this. There was a line which came, Gandhivam samsrate hastat. So Arjuna was feeling that lot of compassion for his relatives. And at that time, there were various symptoms of anxiety and fear. And one of the symptoms was Gandiva, the bow Gandiva was slipping from his hand. And there we had discussed a very important pastime. In that pastime, we discussed about Gandiva vow that Arjuna had taken. So Arjuna had taken a vow that anyone who asks me to give up Gandiva, I'll kill that person. And who asked to do this? Yudhishthir Maharaj, he asked Arjuna, what is the use of you being a Kshatriya? You couldn't kill Karna also. Give up your Gandiva bow. And at that time, Arjuna started removing his sword. Hope, now we all remember this pastime. So there it is very, very clear that how much serious this Gandiva oath was. He was very, very serious about this. But now you look at this. He himself is keeping the Gandiva down. Now you can imagine. Now such a great thing this is. We can imagine the manaha samvigna, the disturbance that is there in Arjuna's mind, the distress that is there in Arjuna's mind. And then, Ratho Pasto Upavishat. Now, this personality is sitting on the Ratha. We can just imagine the lamentations Arjuna is having. In text number 27, Tam Samikshasu Kaunteya. So, Kaunteya or Arjuna, he started observing the army. So, when he was observing the army, he was standing. He was very, very enthusiastic. Oh, Krishna, please take me between the two armies. I hope we remember this. We repeated so many times. And after he went between the two armies, when the Ratha was between the two armies, Arjuna started observing the other side. He was enthusiastic, standing with his Gandiva bow and arrows. And look at this verse. He kept it down and he himself sat down. Very, very, very important situation. And one more thing we have to understand here is when Arjuna is sitting down on the chariot, what does that mean? Arjuna is telling Krishna, humse na ho payega. I cannot do this. I'll not fight. Now, I was just thinking a similar situation to understand, because we are in this modern age. Where is this war and where are Kshatriyas and what about this Kurukshetra battlefield? We are unaware about all this. We don't have a first-hand experience. But then I was thinking, Some situation which we all have seen and which we all can experience. So, like, you know, we're talking about a battle. So, I was thinking on the similar lines about marriage. Okay, now I'm not equating marriage and battle, obviously. I'm talking about the seriousness of the two events. Now, just imagine a marriage ceremony. Now, in a marriage ceremony, we know how much hard work is put, you know, by the ones who are arranging the ceremony. Just imagine a marriage ceremony where all the invitation cards are given to thousands of relatives. A big hall is booked and nice decoration is done. And both the girl and boy are dressed very, very beautifully. And there are thousands of relatives who have come. And they all are sitting there in the hall. And on the stage, the boy and the girl, they are there in front of the Yajna Kunda. And then the priest, he tells the boy to do the rituals related to the marriage. And at that time, the boy says, "I will not marry." And he just sits down there. Just imagine the seriousness of the situation. Entire marriage is fixed, everything is set. And this boy is saying, "I will not marry." Similar situation is here. All lakhs and lakhs and lakhs of soldiers are there. So many chariots, so many elephants, so many horses. Everything is set for the fight. And this personality, Arjuna, he's saying, "I'll not fight." So here, it's very clear. Arjuna, he's not saying that I'll not fight out of fear or out of being a coward. Arjuna is a very, very strong personality, very confident personality. In all the pastimes in the past, in the history, we see Arjuna defeated so many celestial beings. He defeated even Lord Shiva and Indra. Who are these Kauravas in front of Lord Shiva and Indra? But then here, a very important quality of Arjuna is highlighted throughout the entire chapter of he being a great devotee of Krishna. And only for that reason, Arjuna is not able to fight, you know, with these personalities. The last line is a learning for all of us. Such a kind and soft-hearted person in the devotional service of the Lord is fit to receive self-knowledge, the knowledge of self-realization. So these are the two qualifications to understand Bhagavad Gita. One has to be kind and one has to be soft-hearted. We cannot be hard-hearted. So in this way, when we want to understand Bhagavad Gita, we also have to simultaneously imbibe these qualities in our day-to-day life. So with this, we complete the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita successfully. And in the next video, I'll try to summarize the entire first chapter of Bhagavad Gita so that we can recollect all the points starting from Dhritarashtra Uvacha and ending to this verse, 46th, Sanjayavacha. So we'll see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block, which you can explore. Thank you.